Fantastic game today, and let's talk about it. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We start in the nation's capital. Stephen from Ottawa is listening on 1310 News. You're the leadoff man on Blue Jays Talk.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good, thank you, Stephen. How are you?
Good, not bad. Normally, I try to make it down for a couple games every year. And recently, I've been noticing that the crowd's a lot more filled up this year than it was compared to last year. Even though we made all the moves last year, I just thought it was a little bit more impressive than now that we're playing some solid baseball again compared to May, that the people are actually starting to come out again, and then that's really exciting.
Yeah, I continue to be impressed, actually, by the attendance this year. And this seven-game homestand out of the All-Star break has featured two sellouts. The smallest crowd was Monday night with 27,905, so the fans have really stepped up. They're doing a terrific job.
Yeah, that's always great to see again. And I just thought that the game today was great. It's nice to see our bench coming through again, just like we did in May. Nice to get contribution from people like Toley last night, and we got Francisco today, and everyone's starting to play well, but it's going to be a real test going away for this 10-game road trip now.
It is. All those 10-game road trips are big tests. The last one the Blue Jays were on, they went 2-8 through Oakland, Anaheim, and Tampa Bay, but they should be getting some reinforcements on this trip. Adam Lind and Edwin Encarnacion and Nolan Reimold will probably all come back, and Brett Laurie may even be back by the end of this trip. So hopefully the Blue Jays can continue to play well, and as we've been saying, just tread water through the injuries. And right now they are 7-8. No, that's not right. They're 7-7 since Edwin Encarnacion got hurt. Adam Lind getting hurt 2 days later. They beat the Red Sox today 8-0. Ron in Brantford, listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome to Blue Jays Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Still good, thank you. Go ahead.
Just wanted to comment on basically Anthopoulos not buckling under the pressure and selling the whole farm for, you know, a year or two with Samardzija, and now seeing Stroman and, you know, Sanchez do their thing. I think he deserves a bit of credit for having some guts and not pulling the trigger and knowing what he's got and seeing these young guys come up. I just don't think he gets enough credit for not making those moves that somebody with the job on the line like he may have. It takes some guts to sit there and believe in his prospects. And I think pitching staff like the Cardinals and, you know, the Rays, they sit on their young players and their young pitchers, and they build from the farm, and I think that it's good that he didn't trade away these guys.
Well, I think, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I think Alex gets a lot of credit when the Blue Jays are winning, and he gets a lot of blame when the Blue Jays are losing, which really isn't fair. But I don't know if it's so much that he's held fast and known what he's had in his prospects. I mean, you hope you do, but there just hasn't been the right deal come along. There was no way he was going to trade Marcus Stroman and Drew Hutchison for Jeff Samardzija. That would have just been silly. But, you know, if Tampa's amenable to making a deal for David Price and Aaron Sanchez has to be a part of that, I think that that is something that the Blue Jays would do and that they should do. I think the credit that Alex deserves is not making that panic deal in an attempt to save his job, which you point out he hasn't done. There haven't been any great prospects for a bag of magic beans, and a lot of general managers in the position that Alex Anthopoulos is in would have done that.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a great guy for our organization. I'm really happy to see the young guys coming up and pitching well. Like Stroman was great today, and Sanchez was great yesterday. It's nice to see.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Marcus Stroman was fantastic. Through six innings of no-hitter for Stroman, the Red Sox did not hit a single ball out of the infield. And then the first one that was hit out of the infield was a little duck snort nothing that dropped in between Ryan Goins and Anthony Gost, and that was the only hit the Red Sox would get today. Again, the Blue Jays' last one-hitter was also a combined one-hitter. Happened August 21st, 2011. Luis Perez, six innings, and Casey Jansen, three, as the Blue Jays beat the Oakland A's 1-0. That one was broken up in the sixth inning. Today, the Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 8-0, outscoring the Sox 22-21 over the four-game series. And you'll remember Boston started it with a 13-run lead. Wyatt is in Bracebridge up in Cottage Country. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk, Wyatt.
What a great game, eh?
It was a great game indeed.
A great series. And, you know, this is what they needed to go, a good whooping to start it off and go into New York and just keep the ball rolling. I think these young guys have done a great job about picking up the slack. You know, everybody's given credit, but, boy, they've been in a tough situation for the last month or so, and I think they've done better than people could expect out of them.
Well, I think it's now 17-25 in the game since June 6th when they were 38-24. So it's not certainly not been good, but it could have gone right off the rails, and it felt like it might have been on that last road trip. You're right, when they couldn't score a run for 10 games.
That's it, and, you know, it's the same thing. Everybody going on. It's all about pitching, pitching, pitching. Whereas, you know, even the games they're losing, you know, when you score one run or no runs in a game, how do you blame your pitcher for that? And, you know, people need to think a little bit more before they go open their mouths about bashing some of these guys.
Appreciate it, Wyatt. Thank you for the call. You're right. And there are a lot of people who, I don't know if they're thinking about calling in or who have tweeted me today in praise of what the Blue Jays are doing, who were ready to write this thing off after Monday night and who firmly expected the Blue Jays would get swept by the Boston Red Sox. They didn't. They've come back and done a tremendous job. Again, 5-2 on this homestand after that 2-8 road trip, and now they head back out on another three-city trip. 8-0, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox today. Marcus Stroman, 7 innings. Todd Redman and Rob Rasmussen with one each, combining on a one-hitter. And Juan Francisco with a single, a triple, a homer, and 4 RBIs. Melky Cabrera, 3-for-4 with 3 doubles. Don is in Toronto listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Don, you're on Blue Jays Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a Toronto fan. I'm 61 years old. I love the Blue Jays. I've heard a lot of people picking on them. You know, we just heard, you know, a few guys. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. John Gibbons, I'm glad they brought him back. The general manager's done a fantastic job. There's not a lot of players out there to pick, but this kid last night, Sanchez, that pitched, I've never seen pitches like that out of a 22-year-old. I got to give this kid credit. And, of course, Stroman, what can I say? He showed his game today. The team is coming together. They're not losing character. They got a great character team. They stick together. There's not much more I can say. I think this team is going to be in the playoffs. I don't know how far they'll go, but they're going to be in the playoffs. That's what I feel anyway.
Well, I you know what? I think they certainly can be. I think they certainly can be, and it'll be very interesting to see where they are when they come back from this road trip August 5th and open up a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. They should be all hands on deck by then. Yeah.
You know, they have a little trouble in New York, but, I look at this team. Their talent is just as any other team out there. They just had some bad breaks this year. Once they got the pitching now, it's coming together. That's a big thing in the game of baseball. Same as hockey, goaltending, baseball pitching, soccer, goaltending. You know, it's one of these things that this team is made to play, and they don't give up, and that's what I see. It's like the game of boxing. A fighter goes in the ring, he might lose a fight, but if he doesn't give up, he still looks good. He still walks away, as far as I'm concerned, as a champion. It's when you give up, that's when you're a quitter, and I don't think there's any quitters in the Blue Jays, really.
No, I don't think there is, but I really don't think there ever really has been very often. I do think this team is certainly talented enough to win this division. And again, 2.5 games out of first place right now. Thank you for the call, Don. Baltimore and Seattle playing now, starting a 4-game series tonight. And Blue Jays fans have to be torn because the Jays and Mariners are tied for the second wild card spot, but they're 2.5 games behind the Blue Jays are the Baltimore Orioles. And if I'm a Jays fan right now, I think I'm cheering for Seattle in this series. Let's go to Robin Woodbridge. Wasn't that just? No, that wasn't just Robin Woodbridge. This is Robin Woodbridge, right?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Rob, go ahead.
Today's performance was a gem, as baseball fans would say. And I'm pleased to be a Jays fan. My question for you is, do you think that yesterday's performance and today's performance might have, increased the value of these prospects?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Sanchez had a ton of value before he even came up. And generally, all he could have done was diminish that value by pitching in the major leagues, but he certainly didn't. He blew everybody away, and he was just phenomenal yesterday with the six up and six down and the 99-mile-an-hour fastball and the killer curveball. So he's absolutely increased his value, even though it couldn't have gone much higher than it already was. And Marcus Stroman, I mean, Marcus Stroman is a guy now that you're not going to trade just to get a starting pitcher in here, because at this point that's a lateral move, and it's just opening up one hole to fill another. So it would have to be – you have to fill a couple of holes to trade Marcus Stroman at this point.
Do you think that David Price would, like, retain, like, two of these prospects in order to get him, like a guy like him?
I'm not sure at this point that I would trade Stroman and Sanchez for David Price. I'm not sure. And a week ago I was, but I'm not sure right now. And I don't think that, you know, Price couldn't be doing any better than Stroman is doing right now. But, of course, he's got the pedigree, and he's, you know, you're more sure that he'll be able to keep it going than you necessarily are about Stroman. But I wouldn't trade those two guys. I just made up my mind right now. Sanchez, Daniel Norris, something like that. Yeah, we'll talk about David Price, but not. I don't think Sanchez and Stroman go for anybody. Thank you for the call. Thanks to all the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get. We are plumb out of time. The Blue Jays take 3 out of 4 against the Boston Red Sox. They beat them today 8-0 behind a spectacular performance from Marcus Stroman, and a big day as well from Juan Francisco. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Tremendous day to be a Blue Jays fan. The Jays take down the Boston Red Sox 8-0. Juan Francisco, a single, a triple, a homer, 4 RBIs. Melky Cabrera, 3-for-4 with 3 doubles. Couple of hits each for Jose Reyes, Deonner Navarro, and Ryan Goins. The Blue Jays outhit the Red Sox 14-1. The last one hitter in Blue Jays history was in August of 2011 when Luis Perez and Casey Jansen combined on it against Oakland. This time it was Marcus Stroman, Todd Redman, and Rob Rasmussen. Stroman allowed 2 balls to be hit out of the infield in 7 innings. The Yankees just beat the Texas Rangers 4-2, so they remain tied with the Blue Jays for second in the East, 2.5 back of the Orioles. The Blue Jays are in New York starting tomorrow for a 3-game series. Mark Burley and Hiroki Kuroda were on at 7 Eastern. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, and Igor Enriquez, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye from Rogers Center.